The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
So another anniversary is the Bretton Woods anniversary. There's a special summit taking place in New Hampshire at Bretton Woods this year. The Founders and the Future, it's called. And we have a very special guest coming to us from there right now. Yu Yong Ding is with us. Yu is director of the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences. Yu is also a former member of the Monetary Policy Committee of the People's Bank of China. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us.
You're welcome.
What is the one thing that you would like to relay about the current state of the Chinese economy?
I think basically Chinese economy is okay. And early this year, lots of people are worried that the Chinese economy will slow down dramatically. But I think the economy has been stabilizing. I'm quite sure this year the growth rate will be something like 7.5%. It's not very high, but I think it's decent compared with the growth rate of other countries.
Well, of course, that's what the leadership is aiming for and is targeting. Is the leadership going to have to put in place much stimulus in order to make that happen?
I don't think that's necessary. Yes, there are some so-called mini stimulus, but I don't think the GAM will really repeat the story of 4 trillion, this kind of a very strong stimulus packages, because Chinese economy at this stage is basically okay, even though I think in the longer run we are still facing lots of challenges.
All right, the Chinese yuan has strengthened to a six-month high right now. The People's Bank of China boosting the fixing. It had already widened the band. What's the future for the yuan? How is it going to strengthen further in the coming 6 months to a year?
I think in the future, China's exchange rate will be more volatile. And you see, since 2003, and there has been a steady appreciation of RMB. Lots of people have a very strong RMB appreciation expectations. I think the situation has changed because China's current surplus over GDP ratio now is just 2%, and also because the gradual opening of a capital account. So the flow of the capital have a very large impact on the exchange rate. So I don't think people should continue to expect that the RMB will appreciate steadily. Instead, you should expect that the RMB will be more flexible, will be more volatile, even though personally I think there's still room for RMB to appreciate. But I don't think that will be very big.
Sir, you were a member of the Monetary Policy Committee of the People's Bank of China between 2004 and 2006. China has long looked for another reserve in order to replace the dollar in, as a sort of a global reserve currency. How likely is this and how serious is this at the moment for China?
I think China's accumulation of exchange reserves is a result of so-called twin surplus. Because for decades, China has been running Hong Kong surplus and the capital account surplus, but I think the situation has been changing. Even though I think China will continue to increase its foreign exchange reserves, but it will be in a much smaller scale. And I cannot rule out that because capital outflow, and for a certain year, and China's foreign exchange reserve will reduce for a certain period of time. For example, in 2012, China ran Hong Kong deficit, which has a negative impact on China's accumulation of exchange reserves, even though because at the time, trade surplus is still big, so China still built up a foreign exchange reserve. But the magnitude is becoming smaller and smaller.
How is the leadership viewing the political crises around the world at the moment? How is China looking to change its relationships with the likes of Russia, for example?
I don't think there will be a very significant change of policy. I think China will try its best to consolidate its relationship with the rest of the world, including United States, Russia, and so on.
Sir, what are you learning from this conference? You're involved in a panel this morning, the International Monetary System, Alternative Perspectives and Prospects. This on a day when the ECB had to undertake very special measures in order to hold up an economy with very significant problems, partially due to the fact that it's sharing a currency.
I think we are still facing serious challenges in reforming the international monetary system. I think this system has a lot of problems. And in 2009, and People's Bank of China called for the reform of the international monetary system, especially Governor Zhou wrote a paper calling for use SDR and to gradually replace the current monetary system characterized by domination of a one national currency as a global reserve currency, which is not very good for the global economy. But because United States, many other countries, quite successfully stabilizing the global economy, and so people gradually, in my view, forget about the importance of a reform of our monetary system. But I think that is complacency. That,
sir, I just have one last question, very short on time. How healthy are Chinese banks right now?
I think it's still okay, but we are facing serious problems. China needs to speed up its reform, its financial system. Otherwise, we will face sort of a crisis in the future.
Yu Yongding, thank you so much for joining us, former MPC of the People's Bank of China.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.